Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Tom Wren Show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so honored to be here. It's so exciting to be able to rant and ramble on about freedom with my friends, with people who are like-minded patriots, and even with people who are not like-minded who we can open their minds for. It's a wonderful, wonderful job, and it is a glorious thing to be here. Boy, I'm so grateful to the Out Loud Network for letting me have the opportunity, and I hope that we're doing a good job for you. Please share the show. Get us out there. We need more listeners, more people. We've got to wake up America and make the Patriots great again, right? All right. So today I want to start out right now. I want to talk more about Donald Trump and the vaccine. Why am I beating this horse? Well, because I need to, right? It is an unbelievable situation that we have occurring here. We have arguably one of the best presidents in many, many decades. He did a remarkable job, did remarkable things in every way almost, except for the vaccines. And I say vaccines, I use that term loosely, they're bioweapons. I don't think there's any way else to describe them. You know, they don't stop transmission. They don't reduce your likelihood of severe illness. They literally do nothing good. All they do is make you sick and or die. That's it. Why would you take these? More importantly, why would Donald Trump not talk about how terrible they are, especially after all this time? Well, I love the president, and I'm not here to rip on him or to cause problems. What I'm trying to do is to lay the groundwork for what's happened. I want to bridge the gap between we, the people, who believe in America first, who believe in people like Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, people who are fighting for a country, and what's going on with this. I think it's really an important topic that we cannot focus too much on. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I think that it's a very, very useful thing for me to talk about here. So when the lockdowns for COVID started, I'm a nobody. I'm a guy, you know, I just got my little law practice that I just opened here in a little town in Ohio. And, you know, I'm looking around trying to figure out what to do. And so, you know, I put together a plan and I start filing lawsuits. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, people are knowing my name a little bit more, right? You know, I'm getting a platform. Now, if you compare my platform to Donald Trump's, there's no comparison. You know, I've got like, you know, six people who know who I am. He's got like the globe that knows who he is. So to that extent, there's not really a comparison. But what's important here is, you know, I'm looking at this as an attorney and I'm fighting in the realm of science. You know, the law here and the science, they're not good bedfellows, but they're intentionally or must be dealt with here together. So when I'm doing this, you know, luckily I've got a little bit of science background. So I'm reading and studying all these different scientific articles and what's going on. I'm looking for truth. I'm looking for what's going on and really digging hard, right? But you got to understand something. I'm an attorney who at the time was really entirely focused on one major issue, and that was the COVID issue. So the entirety of my time was split between the law and COVID science. That was it. I was pushing it in the media. I was pushing it everywhere, but it was always that issue. It was mind-blowing how busy it was for me. It was incredible. Why does this matter with Donald Trump? Well, I'm getting there. Hold on. Just give me a minute. So what happened is the more I did on that issue and the more I got out there and the more I was fighting, the more people wanted to help, support, do this, do that. Some people wanted to undermine. Some people tried to stab us in the back. All sorts of things, right? And you have to understand that the amount of information that I get hit with on a daily basis is mind-blowing. And as someone who's an attorney who's fighting this in the courts, and, you know, now I'm doing the broadcasting, but you got to understand, I see what it's like to be a to do this broadcasting. I see what it's like, how many tips you get, how much info. But I already knew that because it's no different than what I was getting before as an attorney. What's different, though, is as an attorney, it's I can't just do a minor investigation on a tip. I have to have a good faith belief that the information given to me is honest if I'm going to put it in court, or I lose, you know, I lose. I can get in trouble. I have to actually investigate and dig in and, you know, do this homework myself. So there's an extensive amount of research that goes into this. Now, imagine you're Donald Trump, right? And you're the president of the United States. You've got a great business background. You're a brilliant guy. You're a patriot. You want to do what's best for America. But you're also just, you have a million issues to deal with, right? You've got Democrats lying about Russia collusion. You've got Republicans trying to undermine you. You've got every hoax and nonsense thing you can imagine. There's a new attack every day. You've got issues on everything from energy to policy to war to you name it. And amongst all those things, then you finally get this pandemic coming in, right? This pandemic. Now, you're not a doctor. You're Donald Trump. You're a brilliant guy. You're a business guy and you're a patriot, but you're not a doctor. Pandemic's coming. Well, you've got all sorts of people who are doctors, who are part of the government bureaucracy, and they all come up and they lie to you. We know they lie because Deborah Birx admitted in her book that part of her job was lying to Donald Trump. Anthony Fauci, we know he lies because if his mouth is open, that's the only thing that comes out. So you see all of these people lying to you, and they're all experts. And then you start going to your people that you think are, well, I suppose trustworthy, right? Are they trustworthy? I guess I don't know. I don't really know. I do know that they are, they're your people on some level. Well, those people are infiltrated. I mean, let's just be real honest. So I don't know Donald Trump personally. I've not met him. And so I've got no special insight into this. So a lot of this is just conjecture from my part. But, you know, the Donald's surrounded by all these people. And some of these people are people that he thinks he can trust, that he thinks are good. And they're telling him, oh, you got to trust the science. You got to trust this. You got to trust that. Well, every scientist thinks this. You know, it's not just Fauci. Yeah, Fauci might be a crook, but, you know, all the scientists think this. All the credible ones anyways, right? So you've got the Donald hearing this from so many different areas. Meanwhile, you know, he's got to deal with wars and economic policy and all these other things. So, you know, he's only got a sliver of his time every day that he can listen to this and then make a decision. And I can relate because I have to make decisions like that frequently. You know, I only have a sliver of information. I've got to do my best to make the decision on it and do what I can. Now, I can only imagine if you scale my platform and my amount of work and my amount of responsibility up to what Donald Trump had to deal with, how difficult that is. When you combine that with the fact that everybody around that man was trying to stab him in the back, save a handful of good people, and it's a small handful, man, it gets hard to know your friends from your foes. It gets hard to know what the truth really is. So a lot of people have asked me, well, you know, how could the Donald still be talking about this? Why hasn't he disavowed the vax? Why isn't he this? Why isn't he that? Well, the reason that I've been so willing to give him the benefit of the doubt is just this, right? If you look at Donald's tenure, the Donald's tenure was filled with all sorts of positive things. He didn't sell out on any issue that I could point to. He was America first across the board, no matter how bad he was smeared for it, no matter how many attacks he received, no matter what happened, the Donald remained America first. He continued to fight for what he believed was right. Now, you may not like how he fought. You may not agree with all of his policies. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is that Donald was a lot of things, but the Donald was not a sellout. He was never a sellout. And I don't think anybody would suggest that he was. So, with that in mind, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that he would go through that kind of hell with every other policy out there, except for this one, right? This one, you know, people are saying, well, did he sell out? What did he do? No, he didn't sell out. The Donald didn't sell out. Okay. I don't believe for a second that that man has a bone in his body that would sell out. He's a fighter. He's a patriot, you know, and, you know, he's not perfect. He's human, but he's not, that man is a patriot. I am absolutely convinced of that. So I don't think there's any sellout about the vaccines. I think what's really happened is I think he was just surrounded by so many rotten snakes that led him down this hole that he believed them. And what choice did he have? And isn't it somewhat understandable? Now, unfortunately, this mistake may have been one of the biggest mistakes of his presidency or anybody's in history, because these vaccines and this whole COVID thing was a debacle. And really, COVID was the number one reason that he lost the 2020 election. They couldn't steal it without COVID, because they couldn't have massive mail-in ballots and things like that on the level that they did without this COVID lie being there. So this whole thing is garbage. It was all a lie. It was all nonsense. Yet it was a necessary thing to ensure that, you know, the Donald wasn't in office. Now, I think when we look at this in that light, it's understandable, right? It's something that we can wrap our heads around. So, you know, I've got people asking me, how am I going to save our country? I got people asking me about economic policy, fuel, oil, green, this, that, and other. You know, I got an hour a day to dedicate to COVID. And in that hour, I have an unfettered stream of people who are universally telling me the exact same thing. Should I believe that they're all lying, or that maybe there is a conspiracy theory? Because there are conspiracy theories. There are garbage theories out there that are not true that we all hear about. I've got a whole list of them, and they're nonsense. So when everyone you're hearing is telling you the same thing and you can't find anyone deviating, and every one of you is telling you that the, you know, the guys like me are conspiracy theorists, I understand why he would have a hard time, you know, believing that. So that's that. I think that's how we get here, right? Once we're here, though, now you fast forward. Now you fast forward to the end of 2022, and the Donald has still not disavowed these vaccines. Now, this is where I'm starting to run into some troubles, right? I don't think the Donald is sold out at all. I think that the Donald is still surrounded by a bunch of liars and crooks. I don't know who his inner circle is. I don't know who in his inner circle is still lying to him, but I'm just going to tell you they are. Someone is telling this guy and has convinced this guy that this is the right thing to do. Now, I don't think, and I would like to believe, and I don't know this, but I can't imagine that this is a political calculation. Because let's kind of weigh through that, right? So from a political perspective, you know, you could say, and he's probably had someone make the argument to him, well, you know, Donald, these are the big, highest paid lobbyists on the planet. Pharma spends more money manipulating our government than anybody. It's the biggest, most corrupt industry in the world. You don't need that fight. You got so many other fights to take. You know, you just don't take that one right now. Just don't say anything. That could be what he's hearing. I don't know. Again, I have no insight or inside information on this. But I'd like to think that that's not the case, because the one thing that we've all loved about the Donald and that everybody liked about him was that he would fight back. Nobody likes spineless wussies. We like men who are actually men. You know, toxic masculinity only appears bad if you're a wussy snowflake leftist. So, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are things that shouldn't happen, but, you know, generally speaking. So the Donald, I don't think that he would be afraid to fight back on this, even though pharma's huge and terribly corrupt. I can't imagine that that's the case. I think he's still getting lied to. I think they're still pushing. Now, the problem is, though, is that at some point that excuse becomes feeble. At this point, there's so much truth coming out, so much evidence coming out. I think he really, really needs to come out and just say, listen, I screwed up. I made a mistake. I was lied to everywhere by everyone. And, you know, that was a lie that has cost more people more than I can count. But if I'm president again, I'm going to hold these people accountable. That's what I want to hear Donald say. That's what I want to hear the president say, because that's the president that we voted for in 2016 and 2020. That's the guy that everybody wants, right? MAGA, America First people, we want someone we can count on to actually fight for us. We don't want Mitch McConnell. We don't want deal makers. We don't want Mitt Romney crooks that will sell you out and stab you in the back the second they can. We want real fighters. We want warriors. We want people who are going to stand for us and stand for our rights. That's what Donald Trump's always been, and that's who we need. We need people who will fight against evil, because whether we like it or not, there is evil afoot, right? I compare this a lot of times to World War II. The Jewish people that were living in Germany at that time and during the buildup to World War II, none of them wanted Hitler to take power and to kill them. Nobody wanted that. Everybody wanted to just live their life. But burying your head in the sand didn't do anything. Standing aside and not fighting back didn't do anything. They still ended up in the concentration camps, which is horrible. They had to fight back, and there wasn't enough of it. There wasn't enough. You can't stand aside when evil's occurring and just hope it goes away, because it won't work. It just won't work. Hey, I need you to support me at TomRenz.com. Go to www.TomRenz.com. And, bh-pm.com, their gold, precious metals, best on the market. I love these guys. Tell them that I sent you. Tell them Tom Renz sent you a checkout, and you help me fund the fight is what you do. Same with MyPillow. If you use the banner link, Tom Renz banner link code at checkout, it helps us fund the fight. Got Naputi's vitamins up there. They're great. Support them. Support us. Help us fight. Join our Substack. Sign up for the Substack right now. I need help getting that out. That's how I get the word out. This show, we've got to get the word out. If we want to win in court, we have to win in the court of public opinion, because the courts follow the culture. Courts throw things out right and left on plausibility standards. We've got to educate people. That's what my Substack's for. That's what this radio show's for. I need you to share this. Promote the America Out Loud Network. Share this show. Help us on Twitter. Help us on True Social. Get our word out. Stand with us so we can stand for you. We'll be right back, and we got a lot more.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe. Air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
All right, everybody. So we're back, and I'm not done with this Donald Trump thing, right? I'm not done. It's critical. I need him to hear this. I'm praying that he hears it. I mean, I got no illusions that he's listening to my show. That'd be great. But I don't know. Here's the deal. So the Donald, I want you to think about this. So as his political advisors are saying, no, you don't want to fight with pharma. That'd be scary. Which is just, I just can't imagine that that's the case. I don't know why he hasn't spoken out about the vax, but I don't think there's any fear, right? He doesn't strike me as someone that's scared. I want to think about what it would look like if he did. I want to think about that. So if the Donald Trump, you know, we've got the fake January 6th committee and that whole thing going right now, right? So for over a year, they've been lying about everything there is related to Donald Trump. MAGA doesn't care. The America First crowd, we don't care. No one believes that. Everybody knows Liz Cheney's a steaming pile of dung heap. And she's just garbage. Nobody cares about her. Nobody cares about anybody else on that committee. It was the most corrupt thing ever. And by the way, speaking of that, you know, if anybody wants me to believe anything that they're saying about January 6th, quit hiding things. Are you kidding me? Congress people doing an investigation behind closed doors that's not being leaked? Congress can't stop leaking everything. If it's going to benefit them politically, they never shut up. Those people haven't shut up once in their lives. But now the January 6th stuff, oh, that's closed door. Oh, we can't let any of that leak. It's too serious. Bull crap. That whole thing was a fraud. It's garbage. And if you want me to believe otherwise, prove me wrong. You don't hide things unless you got something to hide. You put all the records out there, all the discovery, all the video that you're still hiding, even from the attorneys of the people who've been charged. You put that out there, and then let's see, right? Okay, you disprove me. Until then, I call fraud. I call you guys garbage. I call you guys liars and crooks. January 6th was just absolutely just a pretense for what we're dealing with now. And I think that there seems to be a lot of evidence that the FBI was involved, if not Pelosi herself, and there should be a full transparent investigation with all the information put out publicly so that we can see exactly what did happen. Then you can call me a conspiracy theorist. So that whole thing's garbage. I don't think the MAGA crowd cares. DOJ wants to file charges on this. Well, then I think that we need to look at the lawyers involved and consider whether or not they're violating their ethical duty. Because if it turns out that they file charges and it's not real, I think those lawyers should lose their license. I think they should be disbarred. I'm done playing games with these people who don't believe that the role of a lawyer is to help the court facilitate the application of law to facts. Our profession needs work. I'm going to talk about Arizona in a little bit, but I'm going to tell you right now that I am absolutely appalled by the behavior of the lawyers and judges that we're seeing right now. This is absolutely abhorrent, and I am strongly advocating as a lawyer for reform of our legal system in terms of the judiciary and the attorneys. We're not doing our jobs appropriately in many cases, and it needs some help. So I think people have a sense of that. I don't think that that's going to be an issue. I think that if they try and do some legal nonsense to prevent Trump from running in 2024, I think that that's going to backfire in a massive, massive way. And, we'll see what happens. What I will tell you is that if they do anything too shady, I'm going to be jumping in and I'm going to be causing all sorts of trouble because I'll be very, very fussy about that. And by the way, I don't want to tip my cards on anything, but I might have some ideas for a response. So I say this again, I don't know Trump. I'm not coordinating with him. And that's actually a really important point. And I don't want to digress too far here, but the reason I have plans, even though I don't know Trump, is because it's become quite clear to me that if we want to save our country, it's up to us. There are no heroes in the background. There is no secret plan. There is no anything. If we want to be free, we're going to have to free ourselves. I've been waiting for 2 years. I've been waiting for anything. There is no one coming. There's nothing happening. We, the people, have to do this ourselves. It's our responsibility. We either get off our butts or we lose our nation. So, yeah, I got plans because I'm going to keep fighting for our country because no one else is. Except for the people that are listening here. I'm hoping you guys are fighting. I know a lot of you are. There's some other people, you know, it's not just me, but, it's nowhere near what I would like it to be. There should be 100 million people every single day screaming about this. So anyways, that aside, so nobody cares about January 6th, except for the fact that they're offended that these scumbags are trying to politicize that in a way to go after a guy who was telling everybody to be peaceful and exercise their First Amendment rights. Beyond that, I mean, you've got, you know, Hunter Biden, you've got all these different things going on. I mean, there's not a whole lot bad for Donald to deal with outside of this January 6th lie, which, again, I don't think his base is going to care about. So if the Donald were to come out on the vaccines and say, you know, I got a big announcement, I want everybody to hear, and then he, you know, he went on, he did a live stream somewhere, or posted on Truth Social, listen, you know, we've dug into this, we've looked, and everybody around me lied to me about this. Here's the facts. You know, we know that this disease was developed back, you know, in the 20-teens. We know in the lab in Wuhan, China. We now know that it appears very likely that these death jab bioweapons were created around the same time. We have Moderna patents and other such things that indicate strongly that that's the case. We have documents showing sales on COVID-19 type products and you know, COVID, SARS-CoV-2 type stuff going back years. We see all sorts of paperwork, all sorts of evidence. You know, this is obviously a cover-up. I was lied to. That's what Trump needs to say. I was lied to, and I believed it. I made a mistake. And MAGA Nation, America First Nation, and World, I want you guys to know these guys lied, they manipulated, and it worked. This was a disaster. We need to stop it. If he went out and he talked about that, that would be news on a global level that's mind-blowing. He would save hundreds of millions of lives globally. He would give credibility to millions and millions of people who are suffering, dying. It would be an incredible political move. It would be a coup second to none. And it's the kind of thing that really fits with him because he's a risk taker. He does what he thinks is right, not what's easy. And that's what people would expect of the Donald. He would see his popularity, I think, soar to levels that he's never even imagined. I think that if he did this, I think if the Donald comes out and he plays it right and he puts it out there, I think that he becomes untouchable on so many levels. Because at that point, he's taking on the beast. He's taking on Big Pharma, which is really one of the heart. It's the heart and soul of the World Economic Forum CCC plan for control. You know, what a lot of people don't understand, you know, why was Obamacare such a big deal? Well, they want government health care because that's government control. This is global control of our health care. That's what this is about. And the Donald would be going to war on that. He'd be standing up for freedom against a global war on our health. He would be going against the most corrupt, evil people. That's the heart of the World Economic Forum CCC plan. Okay? That is foundational to what the other side's doing. And if he attacked it, if he hit that, that would be so monumental. It would be so big. It would be so impactful. I think that the Donald would be looked at globally as a hero on a level never before seen by possibly any other leader. But he's got to have the courage to do what he's always done, which is to fight back. The one thing I think that is difficult on this is, and again, I don't know the Donald, but he seems a bit prideful to me. He's a guy that doesn't typically admit he's wrong, and I understand that. And typically, I agree with that posture. You know, I know his whole, you know, never admit you made a mistake thing. Okay, well, he didn't make a mistake at the time. He just didn't know. He was lied to and misled. But now that he knows, he's correcting the record. He's fixing it. That would be huge. It'd be incredible. It'd be powerful. And it would be something that I think would be hugely impactful on a global scale. I can't stress enough how important I think it is that the Donald do this and do it quickly. Because, you know, this leads me to the other part of this conversation, Operation Warp Speed, right? We've already seen the left pushing for amnesty because of the quote-unquote mistakes that were made during COVID. Well, I wonder if they're going to talk about the mistakes related to Donald Trump and Operation Warp Speed when they're talking about their amnesty. Huh? Bet you not. I bet you that wasn't the amnesty they were talking about. I think the amnesty that they were talking about, and I saw this first in some garbage article from The Atlantic, was some, I think it was some leftist piece of trash author who wanted people to forgive him or her for the fact that they were probably absolute jerks and monsters to anybody around them. It wasn't wearing 8 masks and wasn't falling for the lies. Well, no, we don't forgive you. I think you're a jerk. You were probably a jerk then. You're probably still a jerk. And the idea that you want amnesty? There's no amnesty. You were pushing vaccines that killed people, even when you knew that it was garbage. Because guess what? The Atlantic is part of that same cabal that got paid to do all of this nonsense and to promote these lies. They did it to look good to their liberal buddies. There's no forgiveness there. You need accountability. Once justice is paid, then there's forgiveness. Now, I do want to distinguish, because obviously if you were lied or duped in this, obviously there should be forgiveness at that point. But don't tell me as a writer for The Atlantic you didn't have a good reason to look into this. You just didn't want to because you were a lazy, corrupt piece of garbage. That's all that it was. So, you know, they're not going to apply amnesty or suggest amnesty for the Donald. No, no. For him, they want to excoriate him. They're going to say that this whole thing was Donald's fault. They're going to say his Operation Warp Speed made them bypass all these safety protocols that they really wanted to do, which is garbage. By the way, do you remember when they said, we're going to try and figure out a solution for this? And like 2 minutes later, Moderna says, oh, we got a vaccine for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just did it that quick. They moved at the speed of science, right? It's all a lie. Everything about that's a lie. I just don't even know what to say about that. It's absurd. So, you know, the plan has always been, and I talked about this in the previous show, that you know, we lay Operation Warp Speed at Trump's feet. We lay the deaths from these vaccines at Trump's feet. And the other political advantage to him speaking out is that it's no longer something that they can dump at his feet. You know, he's already got in front of it. If he waits till they dump it on him, well, it's too late then. And it just looks like he's looking for an excuse. But if he does it proactively, well, it's not an excuse. It's just good. It's good political move. It's a good, sensible thing. And it's true. Most importantly, it's moral and true. I don't understand why a guy who's put his entire life, his family's life, all that he's put on the line, wouldn't want to do this. Unless he's been manipulated or lied to on a level that we can't even fathom. Or maybe he's got an issue with pride. I don't know. But this guy's done everything he could for America. I cannot believe for a second that the same guy who's done all that he's done. Now, again, I don't even care whether you like what he did for America or not. He did what he thought was best. And I mean, you don't do what he's doing unless you think it's best. A guy with that personality trait doesn't then sell out or become too afraid to take action. I don't believe it for a second. So I do think that we need to see the Donald do this. There's no ultimatum here. There's no me trying to force it. I'm acutely aware of who I am. And it's not someone who's a big enough deal to try and force the Donald Trump to do anything. But who I am is a patriot and someone who believes in our country and believes in freedom and believes in the future of humanity. So I'm not asking him to do it because I said so. I'm not asking him to do it because anything I say matters or is going to have any impact on him politically. I'm asking him to do it because I think that that's what Donald Trump stands for. I think fighting against tyranny, standing for truth, I think that's what he stands for. I'm asking him to do it because it's the right thing to do. I'm asking him to support the truth coming out because he ought to support the truth coming out. I think that's what we need. We need the guy that everybody voted for in 2016 and 2020 to do what we thought we were voting for, which is to fight for truth even when it's a tough fight, to stand up, to not be like Mitch McConnell, to not be like Mitt Romney, to not be like these crooks who sell out all the time. We don't want that. You know, I'll tell you, as much as I despise and make fun of these buffoons like AOC, by the way, the squad, really? We're going to call ourselves the squad? What is that, cool? What are we, in third grade? Is this junior high? We've got our own little clique. Hey, we're the squad. What is that? Really? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Ooh, the squad. The squad. You're an idiot. You're a moron. I'm sorry. That's what you are. But despite the squad's incredible and mind-numbing levels of stupidity, I actually probably have more respect for some of those scumbags than I do the Mitch McConnells of this world. The reason for that is they may be complete scum. They may hate my country. They may hate everything that I believe in. But the sellout communist nonsense that they push, they at least stand for. I think they're stupid. I think they're wrong. And I think we need to defeat them politically. But at least they stand for something. Sometimes I think the American people resonate more strongly with people who stand for something than people who sell out. I personally dislike the rhinos that sell out more than I dislike some of the leftist lunatics, because at least I know what I'm dealing with. That's saying something, because, by the way, I really don't like the squad or these lunatics who are, you know, I mean, really the squad? Did we go back to junior high? What the hell is the squad? Every time I hear that, I lose IQ points. Every time I mean, it's like, yeah, well, we're the squad. Okay, a squad of idiots. Okay, before I go down that road too far, Genesis HOCL, right? I need you to click on the banner ad in the America Out Loud Network, or use Out Loud in the promo code, and then you get a huge 15-20% discount on this stuff, right? Genesis HCL is an atomizer that does an incredible job of killing germs in the air, wipes them out. So when you get sick, if you're running this, you don't spread it. Nobody else gets sick. That's how it spreads, right? You cough, you hack, whatever. It floats around in the air forever. Your masks don't do anything. If you're wearing a mask, you're an idiot. And it isn't going to stop anything, because viral particles are too small to be stopped by a mask. But if you've got the Genesis HOCL running, you don't have to worry about it, because it kills bacteria and viruses in the air. That's what you need. You got to use the Out Loud promo code at checkout, because you get a huge discount. But use that and support that, because if you support that, you're supporting the station and you're supporting our fight. So take a look at this Genesis HOCL. It's great stuff. And we'll be back on the other side of the break.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and save 20%. By using promo code OUTLOUD.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay. So I'm moving on from vaccines and Trump and that whole thing because, well, I'm tired of talking about it at the moment. And more importantly, I'm exceedingly fired up about Arizona. I'm sorry, but I believe, and I'm exercising my First Amendment right here, I believe that our judicial system needs reform. It just does. As an attorney, I am ashamed of some of the people that call themselves attorneys. An attorney's job is not ever to try and dodge the law or avoid the law. It's to ensure that the law is applied fairly to the facts of in a given situation. What is occurring in Arizona is an absolute miscarriage of justice. It is mind-blowing. Not only was the ruling garbage against Carrie Lake, but the attorneys and judge are talking about sanctions and asking for more sanctions. This is amazing to me. I mean, amazing and horrifying at the same time. This is why I'm doing this show. This is why I'm on the media all the time. Because if we don't shine some light of truth into some of these dark holes, we are in serious, serious trouble. Well, let me tell you about one of the darkest holes I'm seeing, and that's the judicial system in Arizona right now, and the legal system in general in Arizona. So this case by Carrie Lake, which I've said on record many times, is one of the strongest election cases I've ever seen. This case, you know, obviously, they said that she lost, but it goes back before that. First, you get this 12B where they dismissed a bunch of the allegations and wouldn't let them go forward. It was absolute tripe. So what happens when you file a lawsuit is you file something called a complaint with the court, and there's more to it than this. I'm just giving a very general overview. But you file this complaint with the court, and in it, you make certain allegations, and you include some evidence. And that has to be done in a good faith way, or the attorney can lose their license or be sanctioned. So the attorney presents this evidence and everything else, and it goes through this process, and the court then gets ready, and it gets typically what you'll see in a case like this is what's called motion play. One of the motions that is very commonly used to start out is a 12B motion. And a 12B motion is based on the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, 12B 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The most common 12B motions are 12B 1s and 12B 6s. And those are the rules, right? So Rule 12B 1 and Rule 12B 6. And those are motions to dismiss for jurisdictional or subject matter issues, right? It's failure to state a claim type issues. What that means is that the court looks at those, and the rule requires and the law requires that when you look at those, that the court view anything presented in the complaint as correct for purposes of a 12B6 motion. So if you say that, the defendants stole the election and that these ballots were bad and those ballots were bad and this was bad and that's bad, the court is, for purposes of a 12B motion, required under the law to consider that as true and then say, well, if that's true, is this a valid claim? In this instance, the court absolutely ignored that. It conflated the 12B standard with something with a piece of common law. And this is really, really important. And I want to make sure that we all understand what's going on here. That common law is based on a case from 1929. Okay, so that common law is based on a case called Finley v. Sorensen. And it's specific to Arizona. It's not a good case. It's actually been overturned by statute. You're going to have to bear with me here. We're getting into the weeds a bit. Finley v. Sorensen was being misread by the court. They're intentionally taking a lot of what's said there out of context and incorrectly. But it applies certain standards that the court is using in a 12B motion that should be applied for trial, not 12B. So the application of those standards to a 12B motion, to me, is incorrect. Also, in 2020, Arizona passed a law broadly giving standing to challenge elections in a very open way. The court ignored that. That law overturned that case, and a law can overturn a case. A case is common law. When the legislature speaks, it overturns any common law. Well, the legislature spoke, and the court ignored it. And it threw out a bunch of these counts. For no reason, no good reason, no valid reason. It was garbage. And I was concerned when that happened. Everybody was talking about it moving forward, the case moving forward. And I was excited about that. But I was very concerned because it was only moving forward in a couple narrow areas, and it looked to me like it was a setup, which it apparently was. So the case moved forward so that the court can try and pretend it's credible, even though it wasn't. The court did not look at these facts. It did not apply these facts, and it's looking for these standards that don't exist. Listen, Kerry lost this, allegedly, by 17,000 votes. I don't believe she lost it by 17,000 votes. In fact, I don't think she lost it at all. I think she probably won by hundreds of thousands of votes. But we won't know because we can't get an honest election. Maricopa County was full of so much fraud and malfeasance and misfeasance that I can't even begin to list it all. The number of things that they were able to document that did not meet standards are ridiculous. Now, they took a couple lines out of context from the Sorensen case and said, well, you know, errors, even if they're, you know, pretty good-sized errors, don't really matter. Well, that isn't what it said. The case said they don't matter if they wouldn't overturn the election, but this would overturn the election. They didn't bother to tell you that part of the case. This whole thing is garbage. It was not an excusable thing. This court did a horrific job. Further, for any of the lawyers in this to suggest that sanctions are appropriate is mind-blowing to me. I view the request for sanctions on this case as sanctionable and probably a violation of ethics. I think that this judge and these lawyers should be investigated. Sanctions? These guys have great evidence that this case met the statutory standard for overturning, for not either overturning or calling for a redo of the election. There's no question about it. The legislature spoke. The language is clear. Zero question. For these guys to suggest that this is sanctionable conduct is an egregious violation of ethics, in my opinion. It is a miscarriage of justice on a level second to none. And I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to be writing a Substack on this. I can't wait to share that. Because this case is mind-blowingly bad. There's zero, zero, zero chance that this case should have gone the way that it did. None. Now, I'm grateful that Kerry's appealing this, and I'm hoping that the appeals court does the right thing. But, you know, I think there needs to be a full investigation. I think we need to find out. You know, there's all sorts of evidence and suggestion that the Sinaloa cartel is influencing the elections down there. Were there threats made? Was there money exchanged? What's going on with that? You know, now, granted, I can't prove all that, but I've got some very, very good evidence and some people who are getting ready to share some really scary things on that. If I can get something that I can confirm, by the way, if anybody has evidence of any malfeasance, misfeasance, or anything that's gone bad down there that they would like me to share, trust me, I have no fear about making it public. These people are scumbags, and we have to stand for something. This election in Arizona was the most corrupt election in American history. I have never seen anything like it. It is absolutely unbelievable. Now, I'll tell you that in 2020, I know there was a lot of corruption, but I didn't get into it as much. I was too busy. I was still working on getting my feet into the COVID stuff. I could only do so much. So I know that there's an immense amount of evidence. You know, Lindell and some of these guys have done a great job. But, you know, everybody wants to call the election stuff conspiracy theory. Well, they told me the COVID stuff was conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? All the conspiracy theories were true. Thank you, Elon Musk. And not just Elon Musk. We've been showing you the evidence that backs up what we've been saying for quite some time. These aren't conspiracy theories. These are facts. We know they're facts. They're real. They're solid. They're good. And, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to tell you guys right now, the fact that this election was garbage in Arizona, that's not conspiracy theory. That's fact. There's plenty of evidence. And, you know, the simple fact of the matter is if you want to disprove me, let's have a full transparent audit of this election. Katie Hobbs, how about you facilitate that? You haven't been sworn in as governor yet. You're still Secretary of State. How about you facilitate a full, independent, transparent audit to prove that you actually earned your position, that you didn't steal it, that this vote wasn't corrupt? Let's have a third party, independent. I'll bet you I could raise the money to fund that. I'll bet you I could raise it overnight. Let's have a transparent investigation. If you want us to not talk about your election being crooked, If you want to tell us that we're spreading misinformation, okay, let's look at it. I want you to prove it. Put your money where your mouth is. I'll put mine there. I will absolutely go out there and say that I will do everything I can to raise the money to pay for a full, independent, third-party, transparent audit. I'll raise the money. I will raise it. I am about 95% certain I could raise it in a few days. I'll put it out there. I will fight for that. Will you put your money where your mouth is? You want to tell me I'm an election denier? Let's see it. Show me the facts, baby. I don't want to hear your garbage. I don't want to hear your tripe. I don't want to hear the, oh, they're election deniers. Oh, they're sowing distrust. You're right, I'm sowing distrust. It's because I don't trust you. It's because you're a crook. I don't lie. I put everything I got out there on the table. What do you got? Oh, well, it's closed door. Bull crap. That's bull crap. You say that because you're hiding stuff. That's what's happening. This case was unacceptable. We have to start asking ourselves what we're going to do. Here's the thing. If people lose faith in the judiciary, what happens to our democracy? What happens to our republic? What happens to our nation? The courts are the last and most important resort for people when there's wrong occurring. The courts are abdicating their duty, saying, we don't want to get involved. It's election. It's too difficult. It's too politically charged. It's too this. Bull crap. That's your job. You don't want that job? Don't be a judge. That is absolutely your job. You cannot abdicate your role, your constitutionally defined role as a court in Arizona to decide tough decisions because you find it uncomfortable. That is garbage on a level I can't even fathom. Mind-blowing. We, the people, have to demand that we have access to a judicial system that is fair and impartial. Not one that's going to through cases looking for an outcome, but one that's going through cases looking for justice. Our system is three parts for a reason: legal, judicial, and executive. Right? Legislative, judicial, executive. Legislative is subject to both political pressures, but also to the people's pressures. Judicial is supposed to be as independent from political pressure as possible, but it is an epic failure in Arizona. The executive, well, you know, in this case, I think there's just too much corruption to talk about. But that's why we have to hit this on a lot of fronts. That's why we have to do more than just have lawsuits, because lawsuits in courts that don't want justice aren't going to do any good. And that's what seems to be happening in Arizona. We have to make sure it's time now for we the people to start educating each other and to educate ourselves about what's happening in these elections. Because if we stand for this sort of injustice, we are no more part of the solution than the side that's causing it. Do you want to be part of the problem or part of the solution? We have to fight against this. Now, our justice system is accountable in the sense that I believe the judges in Arizona have to be reelected. But if they're stealing the elections, I guess they don't have anything to worry about, do they? We need everybody talking about this. I need this segment of this show running all over the place in Arizona. Every one of these scumbags needs to know that we know what's going on and that we're going to hold you accountable. We the people are not going to tolerate this. You know, Mark Fincham, Abe, and Kerry, these guys, they fought, they won, they got it stolen. It's, to my mind, you know, I don't care what anybody has to say. When you have that many votes disenfranchised or screwed with, and there's so many more votes disenfranchised and screwed with than the margin of victory, it is the obligation of both the courts and the system to redo it and to do it right. We have no faith in elections if we can't have faith in elections, and that's what's occurred in Arizona. Those elections are meaningless. There's no reason to vote if people aren't going to count your votes. They're not going to let you vote if they're going to throw away your votes or if they're going to add additional votes. There is no reason whatsoever that this court didn't let this go ahead. The reasoning in this case was garbage. The ruling was garbage. Everything about it was garbage. And I think it's time that we, the people, start asking some real hard questions about this. And by the way, this is so much bigger than Arizona. And let me tell you why. This case does have implications nationally for a lot of reasons. Most importantly is that this case is going to set an example nationally for whether people will tolerate this in their own states. If the people of Arizona, if the state of Arizona gets away with this, good luck bringing an election case anywhere else. Doesn't matter if they steal it. Nothing you can do about it, right? So at the end of the day, we the people all over the country, but especially the people of Arizona, have got to stand. Around the country, we need to support the people of Arizona. People of Arizona have to fight this. They have to do everything possible to fight this. They have to demand transparency. You need to ask this scumbag Katie Hobbs, you know, if you're Secretary of State and if this was fair, why aren't you giving us a third-party, totally independent audit of everything, including the machine code? What do you got to hide? What is there to hide? You don't hide it if there's nothing to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to strongly suggest you guys try Cofix. Cofix is a nasal cleaner. It's like washing your hands. You get germs on your hands, you wash them, right? You know, you touch something you don't want to touch, you wash it. Same thing with this stuff. You get germs in your sinuses, it cleans them out. It gets rid of the germs. It's a wonderful product. I really like it. I would be honest, washing my nose, not my thing, but if washing my nose keeps me from being sicker, I'm all in, right? Because I have no time to be sick, no time whatsoever. You got to use the Out Loud code at checkout. You get a big, big discount on it. We need you to support our sponsors. They keep this station running, but Cofix is a great product. I do support them. I like it. I just used it. It helped. I was fighting a little bit of a cold. I'm better now. Feel good. No problem at all. So check out Cofix. Support them. Out Loud at the checkout. You get a big discount. Support our station. And until tomorrow, keep fighting for God, for family, for country. And thank you all so much. I'll see you tomorrow.